Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Battle Bunny is one of those books that has never lost its enjoyment with us. It came out in 2013, so it's not a new book by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a book that is so familiar, that is so different, that you've never seen anything like it. Battle Bunny, if you look at it, almost looks like a typo, because it was called Birthday Bunny, but then some kid got a hold of the book, scribbled out the birthday, and put Battle Bunny, and just drew all sorts of kid nonsense in there to make this otherwise peaceful-loving rabbit who's having a birthday into some battle-scorned evil bunny. And it's so hilarious, because as the book starts out, the bunny is having his birthday. But then the doodles and the markups in the book, it's intentionally marked up, because when you look at it, the sales job in this is amazing, because let me go back for a second. Even when you open the book, it says, like, to Andy, love, Nana, I hope you enjoy it forever, something like that. Some kind of cheesy greeting that a grandmother or a grandfather would write in a book that they know nothing about, but they think the kid's going to like it. And every kid has gotten a book like this. But as the story starts, the birthday bunny is hanging out, and then Alex, the kid whose book it is, he gets his markers out and his pencils and starts to erase. The birthday bunny becomes the battle bunny. Suddenly tanks come in there. His bear friend starts to become a general with some sort of mouse, a tongue hat. Other little critters come in there, and Battle Bunny is born. Until Alex comes in. About halfway through the book, Alex pops in because the president's all like, hey, Battle Bunny, you gotta stop this. Someone's gotta stop the Battle Bunny. And then Alex phones it in from above and says, can I join the book? It's meta upon meta. John Szczeska and Mac Barnett do the art in this. And Alex. Alex, the mythical kid. The pictures are by Matthew Myers. So let me reverse that. The pictures are by Matthew Myers. The story is by the previous two gentlemen. It's hilarious. You say it's an Easter book because it's got a rabbit in it. You can call it whatever you want to. It's a great book. It's worth checking out, and I've never seen it in any elementary school library. I don't know why, because it's so weird and so happy and so just brilliant. I mean, adults are going to like it almost as... Adults are going to like it more than kids, to an extent, because they will understand the joke of the book, whereas kids will just like the weird aspect of this kid Alex and him drawing in the book and making a total mess out of it, but he also made the book a whole lot better. Battle Bunny is fabulous. It's one of the best books you'll see in children's literature in, I'd say, the past decade. We got a couple back there in the decade shelf that that are just flat out awesome. It's hilarious, and it's Battle Bunny.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.